This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Olli Tikkanen.
Welcome, everyone. So in this episode, I wanted to continue on the theme of heart rate variability and go how HRV can be used in measuring cognitive function and neurological research. And if you haven't checked, I made a kind of more general basic episode of heart rate variability. So if you are not familiar of heart rate variability, maybe I would suggest listening that first. And this one is based on the article we write on our website. So I am scrolling through the article at the same time. So if you want to also see it, you can either go to our website, web.fibian.com, and then articles and heart rate variability. We have several articles there, or you can head to YouTube where this video is also published. So, but I try to explain everything so you don't need it. So you can also go with the podcast episode. If we go a little bit the contents, so we will look HRV and cognitive processes. We will look HRV in cognitive assessment and research. And we will also look a little bit on HRV in neurological health and HRV as neurological tool and a little bit of future prospects. So like said in earlier, RV is a very good indicator of our autonomic nervous system balance, the balance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And then if we look at HRV and cognitive processes, and especially the heart-brain connection, how do they link? How do we see it? So the first one is the autonomic nervous system connection, which we covered already. Then we can think it as a heart rate variability and emotional regulation. So emotional states have a significant impact on heart rate variability. So research has shown that positive emotions tend to increase heart rate variability, so meaning that the parasympathetic activity is more, so the heart rate goes down and heart rate variability goes up. And it indicates greater resilience and flexibility in the autonomic nervous system response. And conversely, negative emotions can lead to reduced heart rate variability, signaling a stressed state in the body. And then if we continue on stress response and HRV, stress, both physical and psychological, elicit a response from the autonomic nervous system. So HRV pattern change in response to stress, with higher stress levels typically leading to lower heart rate variability. And basically we can do these measurements in daily life, and we can do certain kind of analytics for the heart rate variability signal, and we can detect. Usually it's a little bit difficult to distinguish between physical and psychological differences. So if you, for example, doing light physical activity versus psychological stress, they might both seem similar. So those might be difficult to differentiate only from the heart rate variability signal. And then fourth, if we look cognitive load and heart rate variability is sensitive to changes in cognitive load. So during tasks that require significant mental effort, HRV patterns can alter, reflecting the brain's demand for more oxygen and energy, or more attention needed. And this relationship provides a pathway for using HRV as a tool to assess cognitive workload and fatigue in workers. And then fifth, if we look implication in cognitive health, the heart-brain connection as reflected in HRV has far-reaching implication in cognitive health. And by understanding HRV patterns, researchers and clinicians can gain insights into an individual's cognitive state, stress levels, and overall mental well-being. And if you're interested more on HRV and mental health, we have a specific article of it on our website, so you can read more on that topic from the article. And then if we look how heart rate variability can be used, is used in cognitive assessment and research. So we can do studies, for example, with HRV and attention. So the fluctuations in HRV are closely linked to attentional processes, as we discussed earlier. And higher heart rate variability is often associated with better sustained attention and focus. And studies use HRV to understand how attentional mechanisms are influenced under different conditions, including stress and fatigue. Then you can also study memory processes, so both short and long-term memory, as they both show a relationship with HRV patterns. And research indicates that higher HRV is correlated with better memory performance, suggesting a role of the autonomic nervous system in memory formation and retrieval. And third, we can do studies on HRV and decision making. So decision making processes, especially under pressure or in complex situations, can significantly impact HRV. And researchers are exploring how HRV metrics can predict decision-making abilities and the potential stressors that can influence these cognitive processes. And like said, we can measure the overall stress of the body doing daily measurements, and we can also measure the recovery during night with HRV. And if you're very stressed during the day and you don't have enough recovery in the night, it's quite logical to think that our decision making is not optimal, and that's important, especially for jobs who are making high stake decisions all the time. And fourth, we can do cognitive load assessment through HRV, and it's a nice non-invasive method to assess cognitive load, and we can get some sort of indication of mental workload and stress associated with various cognitive tasks. And for knowledge workers, it is very important to measure these. Usually many jobs have a stress, and it's important that it doesn't go over. A certain amount of stress is good, but we should be able to recover from it during the night and during the weekends, and it shouldn't go over. And like we all know, burnout is very dramatic situation, and it can lead to kind of permanent changes in the brain. So it's important to assess the cognitive load in work and try to avoid burnout as much as possible. And about future directions in cognitive HRV research, there is a lot of potential. It's a very non-invasive and easy variable to measure, and it is very well linked. I think HRV is one of the best signals we can measure from the human body, because it is linked to so many things, and we can do it non-invasively just with few electrodes on the chest or just a wrist-worn device on the wrist. So I think the future applications are vast. And before we go on how HRV can be used in neurological health and neurological research, I just want to give a quick update. We have a new Vibion Vitals device. It is worn on the chest with the heart rate belt, chest belt, And it's measuring a lot of signals with one single device. So it has a nine-axis motion sensor, meaning accelerometer, gyroscope, and magnetometer. It can measure one lead ECG with high sampling frequency. From that, we calculate the HRV and heart rate. And quite uniquely, it has a respiration sensor. So it is measuring the chest impedance. And when we breathe, the volume of the chest changes with the air, and it changes shape, and it changes at the same time the impedance of the chest cavity. And we can measure these changes in the chest cavity impedance, and we get the respiration rate at least in the rest. And it also has an integrated sensor for temperature, which is against the skin, so you get actually pretty good temperature measurement. Some devices have it inside the cover of the device, and then it's basically measuring the temperature of the sensor, which can be affected by outside temperature or inside temperature. And it also has a sound pressure sensor, which can be used for a different kind of detection. It's not recording the audio, so there's no problem for the ethics, but it's measuring the sound pressure. So you can, for example, detect coughing, snoring, and you could also, in more sports science applications, for example, use to trigger certain things. So if you're interested, check our website for that. And also, we have the PET sensor, which is a non-contact way of measuring heart rate variability very easily during the night. But let's get back to the topic. So HRV in neurological health, let's look at five possible applications. So HRV is used and can be used in studying neurodegenerative diseases. And studies have demonstrated altered HRV patterns in conditions like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. So it could potentially be used as an early biomarker for these diseases. And we have also noticed fluctuation in HRV in patients with epilepsy. So we could maybe in the future have a potential predictive markers, for example, seizure events, which would be important. And also in stroke recovery, HRV analysis has been used to assess autonomic function in stroke patients, aiding in rehabilitation strategies and recovery monitoring. And naturally, as HRV is measuring the autonomic nervous system, you can measure autonomic nervous system dysfunctions with it. So it's very crucial in diagnosing and managing various autonomic dysfunctions, offering insights into the balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic activities. And then you can use it also in mental health applications, as it can be used to measure levels of anxiety, depression, stress, and so on. So it is a good common measurements for mental health things and can be used in many different ways. And then if we think HRV as a neurological tool, so how can you use it as a tool in neurology? And let's go through five potential possibilities. So it has a diagnostic potential. So it has the ability to reflect autonomic nervous system activity. So it is a valuable tool for diagnosing various neurological conditions, especially when combined with other measurements, other markers. Second, you can use it to monitor disease progression. So if you have regular HRV monitoring, you can help track the progression of neurological disorders, offering insights into the efficacy of treatments and interventions. And like I mentioned about the non-touch PET sensor, with that kind of solution, it's very easy to track longitudinally the heart rate variability, because people don't need to wear anything, they don't need to do anything other than just sleep in the bed, and you get the measurements. So I think this will be used much more in the future when we get just more data and we have AI algorithms analyzing the data. We can probably get much more information from heart rate variability when we have established a good baseline, and then we can follow up the changes for long times on a daily basis. And third, HRV can be used for personalized medicine. It can aid in developing personalized treatment plans tailored for the individual's specific autonomic profile. And fourth, it can be used in many research applications like we covered earlier. So it can be used to explore the underlying mechanisms of neurological diseases. And we can use it to develop new therapies and interventions. And fifth, it has clinical implications. So for clinicians, HRV offers a non-invasive, cost-effective method to assess and monitor neurological health in patients. And if you're interested more in the HRV and personalized medicine, we have a specific article on that topic. And if we quickly look future prospects, there's technological innovations like that. We can measure heart rate variability with wrist-worn devices. We can measure with nearables without touch, without wearing anything on the body, and naturally integrating with other biomarkers. And I think this will be with the rise of AI, we can figure out more advanced analytics from when we combine HRV with other metrics. And probably we will find new applications for HRV in various cognitive and neurological contexts, and also in other context. And there will be probably rise in personal health monitoring, especially with easier methods to measure and improving apps and solutions for that. And there's also global health implications, as it's a non-invasive method and can be measured from large number of people pretty easily. And if we go conclusions and key takeaways, HRV is a powerful tool in understanding the heart-brain connection and its impact on cognitive functions. And the role of HRV in diagnosing and monitoring neurological health is expanding, with applications in neurodegenerative diseases, epilepsy, stroke recovery, and mental health. And like mentioned, the technological advancements in the measurement technology and also with the analytics speeded up by AI will enhance HRV monitoring and open new applications for it. So thanks for listening and have a great day.
Thanks for joining us this week on Physical Activity Researcher Podcast. If you like the show, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing or following the show on Twitter. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you found value in the show, we would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever app you're using. Or if you would, in a real old school way, simply tell a friend about the show. It would be a great help for us. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for forthcoming episodes, so be sure to tune in. Thank you all for your support and have a great day.